I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Please.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Vikings are bringing back another veteran quarterback as they've re-signed Carson Wentz to a one-year deal. The move comes after Minnesota signed Kyler Murray to a one-year deal last week. Wentz started 5 games this past season for the Vikings. One of Wentz's former teams, the Eagles, recently signed wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown to a one-year deal, and he told the Speakeasy podcast he feels like he has a lot left to prove. Brown played in just 18 games over the past 2 seasons with the Chiefs due to injuries. Wide receiver Jaylen Waddle, now a member of the Broncos after his trade from the Dolphins, told reporters, quote, "I think I just bring another playmaker to the team. It should be fun." And the Cardinals have a new number one when it comes to uniform numbers. Linebacker Mac Wilson announced on social media that he's taking over the jersey number previously worn by Kyler Murray. It'll be the 5th number worn by Wilson during his 8-year career. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
With Robinhood Prediction Markets, buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood Prediction Markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board holding special budget study session. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be held Tuesday, March 24th. Prior to the regular meeting, the board will conduct a special session regarding its budget. Staff will present information related to the basic budgeting cycle, and the board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M. and the next steps to approving the 2026-27 fiscal year budget. Special session will be held at 5 p.m. before the board enters closed session for its regular meeting at 6. In its regular meeting, the board will consider the purchase of Chromebooks for TK through second grade students and respective charging carts for the classrooms. The special meeting regarding the budget will be in person only with no broadcast available. For its regular session, you can attend in person or watch online. Pastorables High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser for this Easter season, helping to bring a morning surprise for children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items, helping families create a ready-made Easter egg hunt. Families can choose several package options ranging from 25 to 100 eggs scattered in their front yard, backyard, or both, or request the eggs be delivered to the front door for those who prefer to hide the eggs themselves. Fundraiser proceeds will go to the varsity cheer team's participation in UCA Cheer Camp, representing Paso High at a competitive level. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. The order can be found online, and for more information, you can also contact PRHS Director of Sport Cheer, Cody Wilsusen, at 805-769-1500. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were honored at the annual Firefighters Recognition Dinner on Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner recognizes firefighters across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. Recipients included Fire Captain Paramedic Ryan Gobler, Fire Apparatus Engineer Andrew Gertz, and Firefighter Jack Hoy of CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. A $2,500 donation was also made to the Alice and Rutch Burn Foundation, supporting burn survivors and fire prevention education. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During two weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department would double the fines for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination. Police department says this year there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to last year. Over the past two weekends and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department reports making zero arrests or citations for unruly gatherings, 23 noise violation citations, 3 DUI arrests, 5 drunken public arrests, and 0 minor in possession of alcohol arrests. The police department expresses gratitude to Cal Poly University, the agencies who assisted the Saturday event, and the downtown bars and restaurants that provided a safe environment for the celebration. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the 76ers beat the Kings 139-118, the Pelicans over the Clippers 105-99, the Lakers beat the Heat 134-126. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pistons, the Raptors will go against the Nuggets, the Hawks will face the Rockets, the Celtics will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom said he supports a proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farmworkers Day in light of the allegations made against Chavez this past week. This is also part of a larger movement around the state where cities are grappling with memorials honoring the man, streets named after him, and upcoming celebrations. Chavez has been accused of sexually abusing minors and young girls, though many allegations remain unknown. A U.S. district judge rejected a Trump administration lawsuit against California regarding law regulating egg production. The lawsuit targeted three California laws that regulate egg prices and quality of eggs sold in California. The dismissal does not dispute the Trump administration's claim, merely writing that the administration lacked standing to challenge the state's laws. Due to the record-breaking heat wave hitting California, the snowpack is melting and filling rivers and reservoirs. About a third of California's water supply comes from the Sierra Nevada snowpack, a vital source of spring and summer runoff when the state needs water. But due to the heat wave, the Sierra Nevada has dropped to 38% of average for mid-March. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Labor is expensive and automation is getting better, but is any of it really cheap enough to start replacing labor needs on the farm? Butano founder Atif Syed thinks so. Well, maybe not on the farm per se, but his robots are making their way into fruit and vegetable packing houses.
If you are eating fruits and veg and processing them in any factor, it doesn't matter if the fruit and veg are grown in the country, you still need a robotic system because you will have a bunch of people working in a warehouse trying to do that manually.
Butano claims to be cost effective in displacing labor, even in countries where the cost of labor is much cheaper than the US.
So the price of the robot actually changes. So you move the robot from Malaysia, bring it to the US, you'll pay the US wage or you pay them the UK wage. Imagine the robot as a human being, right? If you're working wherever you are, you get the wage of the country you're working in. So, and that made it possible for us to sell in all these countries. And we did some study and realized that actually for us to make money and not sell the robot as a charity, the only few countries where we can't make any money are some countries in Central Africa. That's basically it. We can pretty much take this robot in almost every other part just based on human wage in those countries and deliver that and still make money and, you know, be sustainable as a business.
Again, that's Butano founder Atif Syed.
Ranchers, Wednesday, March 25th is the 20th annual Peterson Grain and Cattle Production Sale at the ranch north of Havre, Montana. Selling our 49 yearling registered Angus bulls, stout, correct, and fed for the long run. The goal is to produce functional, durable, fertile cattle that make the commercial cowman's life easier. Bulls that work from the Milk River to the Bear Paws and Sweetgrass Hills. Cattle that work as hard as you do. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. For all the details, visit petersongrainandcattle.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
March is heating up at Tatchy with a Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Bas Robles Airport. Beginning this season, processing tomato growers, haulers, and harvesters will come under mandatory state compliance agreements designed to contain and manage the parasitic weed broom rape. The California Department of Food and Agriculture introduced the agreements, which spell out equipment sanitation and broom rape risks just before the 2025 season as part of a soft launch. This season, the agreements will be required to be signed by all parties before tomatoes are moved from a field, said Michelle Dennis, CDFA Integrated Pest Control Branch Chief. The reason for the tough stance is the potential economic impact the weed poses to the state's processing tomato industry, said Bran Hansen, a University of California Cooperative Extension weed specialist. It means you can go from a pretty small problem to a pretty big problem in short order, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, Coming soon to Gay John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero, one designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 50s, south-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny and cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny Friday, sunny skies Monday through Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday next week. Upper 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kay John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing more ground, though crude oil prices have stabilized off of yesterday's highs. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says he voted to hold interest rates steady this week, but says that doesn't mean he won't change his stance. Waller says if things go reasonably well, but the labor market continues to be weak, he would start advocating again for cutting later this year. His colleague, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman, told FBN's Maria Bartiromo today she's still concerned about the labor market and has written in three cuts for before the end of this year to hopefully support employment. And UBS, based in Switzerland, has been granted a bank license to expand its U.S. business to offer full-service banking. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Yeah.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Coming up this afternoon, Darshan Kenny with Open Bike Friday, 12:30 till 2, then tomorrow morning. It's 6:05, it's Pure Country. Diane is back on the Country Store. You can wheel and deal. Jimmy's in with Gearhead and Shifting Gears, making sure everything's running fine with those four wheels. And then also Gary Brill with Jukebox Saturday Night in the Spotlight will be the amazing career of Shirley Ellis.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The subject of today's story and a neighbor grew up with similar backgrounds. But as you will see today, their lives took completely different paths. Jerome Shield, or Rome as he was known, was born on March 22, 1862 in Mississippi. His father died soon after his birth, and his mother moved the family to Texas. A year after the birth of Rome, and about 70 miles away from the area in Texas where he and his family moved, Thomas was born into the Ketchum family. Both of Tom's parents died when he was 9 years of age. While the two boys were growing up, their paths crossed several times. As a young man, Rome was elected the animal and hide inspector, making sure cattle were branded correctly. Meanwhile, Tom also got involved in cattle, rustling them. Rome, as a 26-year-old, was so impressive in his ability to confront and overcome rustlers much older than he, that he was elected county sheriff. Meanwhile, his neighbor Tom had moved to New Mexico and acquired the name of Blackjack. And Blackjack Ketchum began robbing stages and trains. Rome was a tough law officer. He didn't put up with rowdies and vagrants. And he didn't think the county should have to feed them while in jail. So instead of arresting them, he simply ran them out of the county. On September of 1899, Blackjack Ketchum was captured. Rome Scheele was asked to come to New Mexico and identify the guy with whom he had grown up. During the meeting, they exchanged stories of more pleasant times. Blackjack even told of a time when Rome was chasing him, and unknowingly, Blackjack could have shot Rome from ambush. Soon afterward, the two men parted company permanently as Rome witnessed Blackjack being hanged. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove insert or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerberil and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market on Del Rio Avenue in Atascadero. This next 2 weeks, we got some hot prices for you, like our Prairie Fresh all-natural pork shoulder roast, just $2.49 a pound. You can also get fresh cabbage or potatoes for just 39 cents a pound. We also have Blarney Stone corned beef brisket. We have flats for $5.99 and points for $4.99. Homemade Irish soda bread from our bakery, just $3.99 each. We got hot deals for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks. Tuesday the 17th and Tuesday the 24th, we have untrimmed tri-tip for just $5.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of Buddy's Mandarin Oranges, just two for $5. On Thursday the 12th or the 19th, we have Quaker Oats, 42 ounce, that's old fashioned or quick, just $5. Barilla Pasta, five for $5. That's an amazing deal. We also have Estrella Wines, 1.5 liters for just $5 a bottle. We're Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Robles High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser this Easter season to help bring a morning surprise for children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items. Families can choose several package options or request the eggs to be delivered to the front door. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. San Luis Obispo Police Department has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During the 2 weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department would fine those for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination double. This year, there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to last. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Could boots be on the ground in the Gulf? Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti.
Axios this morning says President Trump, quote, is considering plans to occupy or blockade Iran's Karg Island to pressure Iran to reopen the strait. And that move could put U.S. troops, A, on the ground, and B, directly in the line of fire, according to Axios.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports about 2,000 Marines from San Diego are being sent to the Middle East. Flyers still facing long TSA lines.
The shutdown is finally hitting a breaking point. We're watching a massive spike in TSA agents calling out sick. We're talking about 1 in 10 agents nationwide not showing up for work.
And Fox Business, Darren Botello. Actor Chuck Norris, famous for action movies like The Delta Force and Missing in Action, is dead. His family said he passed away yesterday. He was 86. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine on your Friday with highs in the low 90s. A few passing clouds, otherwise clear. Lows in the low 50s as you either go to bed or wake up Saturday morning, whichever. And then for Saturday, some clouds, but mostly sunny. Highs in the mid 80s. Same thing on Sunday, mid 80s. Monday, upper 80s and upper 80s on Tuesday. Wednesday, back to mid 80s next Thursday and Friday. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:07 a.m., 7:15 p.m. We are at 40. No way. We're at 66 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, and they are the replacement window masters. All righty, let's see here. It is 21 minutes away from 9 o'clock. At the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, and it's time for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Nobody hears a single word you say. Love it.
Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, and it's open mic Friday. Kenny is back, so Darsha will be here as well. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. Let's see here on the text. Slo County Health Officer Dr. Penny Bornstein announces her retirement. Yes, I am. I saw that earlier, and it is. She guided the committee through the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember, the Board of Supervisors were going to take a look and see how much power she had and what can do? That was never done, was it? No. And then remember the Board of Supervisors meeting? She was making statements and somebody said, can you prove those? And she didn't. Leading us, huh? Good riddance. Enjoy your healthy pension, retirement, and so forth and so on. All right, whatever may be on your minds. Let's see here. This is on the email. Good morning. Loftus, well, I'm assuming that's Jennifer Loftus from the school district. Gifted Scott Bueller $30,000 a year with the title change on the condition that Scott acquire his administrative credential. This is the same person doing the exact same job with the added bonus of paying him more money of your tax money. Scott spent hours and hours with his office doors shut preparing for said exam on company time. Unfortunately, Scott has not been able to pass the exam. When do the students get their money back? Are any of the school administration qualified for the incredible salaries that they receive? I encourage all qualified and credentialed educators and staff to contact the board and unions and ask them to inquire. All right. Don't know what this position is or anything, so if you could clarify, that would be a big help. All right. More money. Maybe Kenny can, or you can call into Kenny, or he can address that this afternoon. Don't know what they have on their agenda. Okay, I don't know many of you heard this story, but you've heard of Sarah Huckabee, probably. She's the governor of Arkansas. She was kicked out of asked to leave a restaurant. And she she went in with, I don't know how many people, and meal was served and paid the bill. And according to Sanders and her friends, they were seated at their lunch and had already paid the bills when the owner approached Sanders, the security detail, asking them to leave because her presence was reportedly making employees threatened and uncomfortable because of her political views. You know, he may have been smart not just to mention the political views. He may have been smart enough, or should have been smart enough, to say making employees feel threatened and uncomfortable and leave it at that. But he, again, according to this quote, because of her political views. Sanders claimed she was sliffed off by some patrons at the restaurant. And anyway, so I'm assuming that she left. And the restaurant owner defended the fact that his staff felt threatened and uncomfortable. Well, she probably won't do it, but how about a discrimination lawsuit? Throw it right back in their face. If every business owner wanted to make a statement about somebody coming in and making them feel threatened or uncomfortable, which they don't explain what threatened or uncomfortable, I'd feel pretty comfortable if I had the governor of a state in my restaurant and there's security there. I don't think anybody's going to do anything stupid. But this happened in the state of Arkansas, which, by the way, she was elected governor by 28 percentage points. And not by winning
over whoever ran against her. So, once again, because you're a Republican, you are asked to leave a restaurant. Made employees uncomfortable. Well, that's a shame. Give them a monarch butterfly. They'll feel better, probably. Okay. I brought this up, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Sometimes air just goes down your throat the wrong way. And I, you know, said, well, you know, you might want to watch out for this because it's already been happening, but it could get bigger. Now, what is the biggest sport in the United States? It's the NFL. Well, the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, which I think should be mostly abolished, they are taking notice as the spot or the sport becomes increasingly costly, frustrating to consumers. According to this, NFL fans may need to shell out over $1,500 a year for access to every game. Well, if you want every game, we, you know, I guess back in the so-called normal days, we didn't have access to every game. We got what was on the channel. Or if you, you know, depending on what area you lived, you would get sometimes your local team. It's not always the case anymore. But anyway, NFL fans who want to access every game need YouTube TV for NFL Sunday Night Ticket, along with costly subscriptions to Amazon Prime, Peacock, and Netflix. All these packages will cost well over $1,500 a year combined, and that doesn't include fees associated with your basic cable packages that many Americans still subscribe to, or high-speed Wi-Fi needed to accommodate the streamers. Now, the Federal Communications Commission, the board, Carr, has made it a point of emphasis to help American sport fans as the NFL, along with the NBA, MLB, and other major sports, have moved key games from the broadcast and cable television to costly streaming services. Okay. Now, the FCC is looking for public comment on the ongoing shift of live sports from broadcast channels to streaming services. The comment period runs through March 27th, and replies to the comments are due April 13th. So if you have an interest in this, you are encouraged to do so. And the prices will continue to go up. Now, the FCC and Carr are concerned that streaming games are maddening for sports fans, and the cost and so forth, and how far will it go? Well, I guess one of the things is, if people are paying it, why do you want to get the government involved in it? That's one thought, all right? If you don't want to spend that kind of money, then don't spend that kind of money. I can assure you, you will live without having to watch NFL games for 12 hours on a Sunday or whatever, you know, your style is. But if you want to pay it, go right ahead. Not so sure that the government should get involved. On the other hand, I am, as I mentioned, that if many of these stadiums, which they are, there's only a few that are privately funded, if they're getting taxpayer money, and then the taxpayers have to then pay to watch the team that they're helping support through their taxes, why should they have to do that? That's kind of almost being taxed twice if you think about it. And even some of these privately funded stadiums, they get tax benefits from the cities that they are in. And the argument for many years is, well, it's going to create tax revenue for the cities. And so overall, it's a loser. It's a loser. It's not the blue heaven that is painted. Particularly, you know, for the taxpayers. Well, it's going to create this and create that. No. It may a little, but not overall. So, again, maybe the FCC should just stay out of the business and let the market decide whether if people want to pay that kind of money for watching NFL games or any of the sports, as I mentioned, the NBA and so forth and so on. So, Now, there are some special statuses. There are some status and tax exemptions for many of these professional teams, including the NFL. So why not just treat them like any other business? Because one could say that if you combine a lot of the small businesses, no matter what town, they are the ones that, because they're not seasonal. They're not seasonal like the NFL or any sport. All right. So anyway, that's something that's on the mind of the FCC regarding that. All right. Let's see here. Again, this is another story about another bill that came into California going back a couple of years, and we have been mentioning it from time to time when it comes up, because it's almost mind-boggling to me how nobody could have seen this coming. Boy, I'm having a tough time today with this. The California $20 fast food wage, of course, it has yielded higher prices on the foods, fewer jobs, and more automation. Now, the last count that we had, I'm going back a few months, that from its inception, going back again a couple of years, I forget the exact date, over 16,000 fast food jobs were lost. And the unions, the service workers union, pushed this in front of Newsom's nose. It must have smelled like a delicious French fry because he was in favor of it. So you have these fast food corporations. They are losing workers, and automation is coming in and taking the place. Now, it doesn't go on and say if these places that have been automated, if they've lowered back the cost of their foods. I don't know. And so here it is. Remember we talked about the unintended consequences, or the opposite, the good intentions. And this has, they did a study on this, of the unintended negative consequences. You know, an eighth grader could have told you those consequences before it was made law of what was going to happen. But I'm sure we had a study group that cost a lot of money. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I was just a comment on the guy that called earlier on the earlier hour regarding the fire, you know, the our homeowners insurance. You remember when the fire in the Salinas River, about that time when the homeless that caused that big, you know, pretty good sized fire in Pass Rolls? Well, yeah. About then or afterwards. I remember you had some guests on your show for the afternoon show, and they were talking about, you know, they were talking about fire assessment. And I guess each city or, I don't know, county, they assess their, you know, everybody, where the fires at that in that year, and, you know, how many they had. And I think it goes every 3 years, and they do this assessment. Once they do this assessment, they hand it over to the state, and then the state dictates what's a high fire zone. And, you know, you don't have to live far out in the country. If you just live in the west side of Paso Robles, you probably can't get insurance. Or if you live in certain parts of Tascadero, you can't get insurance. So it's not living far from, you know, a firehouse. It's just what have they rated your fire potential at. I can remember on the show, at that point, they were doing that assessment in town, and they were talking about Paso Robles having so many fires. And, you know, I was thinking, well, most of those fires are from homeless people, you know. So here the homeless people are causing a problem with fires, but then they're jacking up our rates, making our assessment higher, for the fact that, you know, because of their, you know, of their doings. And I don't know if you have a comment on that or.
Well, one of the things that the one you're talking about, that was Martinelli Landscape that started that. that bigger one. But I understand your point because, you know, around that same time, the city of Paso Robles or the fire, they had sent out these, I don't know, this little book or not even necessarily news release, but it talked about how many fires were in the riverbed over the, you know, a couple of year period, and it was an amazing amount. It was over 100.
No, I know, and that goes in that report. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, with government, let's say, you know, they're not. I mean, they want to make the statistics look like it's over the top. For one, they get maybe special funding, they get grants, they get this, they get that. You know, so it's just, to me, it's just a vicious cycle. You can't win. And then you got homeless people that nobody wants to deal with that add to the problem. And then you got some government agency in Sacramento dictating, like, you know, where you live, that you don't get insurance because you're a high risk. Or they're laying out a map saying these areas are high risk, and then the insurance companies are going, oh, man, I don't want to insure that guy, and then they drop you. So I don't know. I just,
well, okay. So let's take,
so yeah, I paid into my insurance all my life, and I probably maybe had one claim back 35, 40 years ago, but you know, it's like now I pay every year, you know, and it's like, I'm afraid to do a claim. And then I thought, well, maybe just cancel the insurance and not even have it. You know, if you're in a situation to where your house is paid, and most people have to have it because they have a mortgage. But
I've known some people that have done that with their health insurance who, you know, could afford to, that they said, you know what, it's cheaper for me. I guess I'm going to roll the dice. But, you know, the other thing, too, is when the police and the fire go up in front, whether it's the city councils or even the board of supervisors, and say, well, we had 500 more calls this year, so we need more money. Well, a lot of what are those calls for?
Yeah.
You get the frequent flyers who, when something happens, they OD or whatever, then, you know, you get the police and fire, they show up. Well, it goes down as a call, doesn't it? And was anything major? You know, most things aren't major.
Yeah.
And then we have to fund that more because they got more calls, so to speak.
Well, and then add to the frustration, we have property in Monterey County, we have property in San Luis Obispo County. The property in San Luis Obispo County, I got to pay, you know, to get if I don't get an ag permit, which I probably should. I just get a backyard permit because it's half the price or a quarter of the price. So it's $50. But I'm sure the guy that's, you know, has a little brush fire cooking his hot dogs down in the river doesn't have a burn permit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and where's the Air Pollution Control District of San Luis Obispo County when there is a fire in the riverbed? Are they finding anybody? But I'm sure if I didn't have that permit, they saw smoke on a non-burn day, they would probably come out and find me just because they could.
Right. Or
in Monterey County, you got to get a permit, but you don't. There's no fee.
Well, there's also certain parts of the county, if you have good neighbors, you don't even need that. But you got to be careful. All right, we're out of time. Thanks for your call. Got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be held Tuesday, March 24th. Prior to the regular meeting, the board will conduct a special session regarding its budget. The board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M. There will be no broadcast available for the special session. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were honored at the annual Firefighters Recognition Dinner Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner awards firefighters across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. A $25 donation was also made to the Alice and Rutch Byrne Foundation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny's back in town, so it'll be the Kenny and Darsha, or Darsha and Kenny show, depending on who's in the pilot seat. Enjoy your Friday, and tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane's back on the country store. Jimmy's in, Gary on the jukebox. All righty, stay cool and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.